A warning for our viewers out there, this podcast is in no way affiliated with MasterChef, its contestants, or the production. Hey guys, this is Chef Kelsey Murphy from MasterChef Season 11, and I am here with my filmmaker friend, Pete Ferrero. We are here to chat about MasterChef. Each week, we're going to break down every single episode, chatting about the contestants, their dishes, and all of the drama that is sure to come. Hey guys, welcome to The Real Eats. Kelsey here with my good friend Pete, and we have an awesome guest today. We have the one, the only, Aron Sanchez with us on the podcast. Aron, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome. Thank you so much. Am I welcoming? No, you're welcome. Yeah, you know what I mean. I'm happy to be here.
We know what you mean. MasterChef Generations.
Yes.
This is pretty exciting. How do you feel about this season coming up?
Well, you know a little bit about the process, but it's great. I mean, you know, the end of the day, I think last, you know, we went with the regional thing last time, and we're always tugging at the heartstrings of America and always trying to figure out how America's cooking now. And I think, and then and back in the day too. So I think the idea of generations really speaks to, you know, everyone's different cooking style, their pride. I felt like I thought this particular season, there was so much pride based on their age group and what their grandmother's recipes were all about. And you know, the millennials traveling here and photographing it, and then the Gen Zers are just walking around fearless. You know what I mean? So it was just really nice and very contrasting.
I'm so interested to see the kind of what the challenges are that kind of play into the theme. I'm sure they got pretty creative with different challenges and anything, you know, anything we can expect to see or look forward to seeing.
Yeah, well, you know, we always have to like glorify Gordon in some way, right? So,
you know, always
and show his, you know, his physical prowess
at the expense of you, usually.
Yeah, I'm always the one that gets the poop end of the stick.
Right.
But anyway, I'm a good sport about it. But so when we went to the MLS stadium, cooked for the soccer players, and you know, Gordon used to play, you know, professional soccer, so. I mean, we couldn't get him off the damn field. We're like, okay, dude, like we're chasing.
Time to leave.
Yeah, so he's over there like kicking the ball, and I'm the damn goalie, and you know, it was fun to see. So we did something like that, and I think this year's restaurant challenge takeover was really intense, and in a lot of bad ways, and in some good ways. But I just, it's really, we forget how intense the restaurant takeover is. Just to be honest, I mean, 2 months ago, someone was a damn lawyer. You know what I'm saying?
And right.
Now they're suiting up.
Yeah, they've never done this before, and they're thrown into it. It's very intimidating.
You know, I mean, just to like how that mindset of being able to put four dishes up at the same time is so foreign to people. You know?
Right. So, absolutely.
Anyway. I want to ask Aron. Every season, somebody will inevitably try to make a Mexican dish for you, a taco or something like that, and it's a very intimidating thing. One guy said that he was using jalapeno for color. I don't know if you remember that. What do you recommend that MasterChef competitors do this for you, or are you, is it very intimidating?
No. After I beat him with a pan, he kind of got the idea. But yeah, I mean, look, Mexican food is one of the hardest things to recreate because there's so many different opinions about it and so many different versions. Like if you live in the Midwest, like a combo platter is Mexican food to you. You know what I mean? Which is not.
When I grew up in the Midwest, the Mexican food is like.
Orange cheese, perfect example. You know what I'm saying? So it's like more air on the more of the side of caution sometimes. But I also do appreciate that. Like if someone's able to, you know, I'm not the biggest critic when it comes to Mexican food. I want people to cook Mexican food and do it well. Right. So I just, you know, but there's certain things that you gotta get right. You know what I'm saying? Don't remove the seeds from a chili. That's where all the heat and the spice lies.
Right.
Simple stuff.
That's why we're using it. Right.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, when you roast a pepper, don't run it under damn water because you took all the time and you wash away the roasted flavor. Shit like that. You know what I mean? And then. You know, use flour tortillas only when whatever you're using has fur. That's how we do it. If it has fur, flour tortilla, the two Fs. Everything else, corn.
Arun, I don't know if I've ever heard that before.
Yeah, I know.
I love that.
Yeah, it's a good. Well, that's kind of
that
what.
is a good one.
Yeah, we use that in the restaurants. So when the chefs are coming up with dishes and stuff, we're always like, "Yeah, remember the tortilla
It
thing."
has to have fur.
Do you remember the kid that said that he wanted to use jalapeno for color, and what your thoughts were as a Mexican chef? Because I mean, that seems so polar opposite of why you would use a
I
jalapeno.
know. Well, I mean,
We
when
have now we Pete and I were discussing it. It is now like a running joke between the two of us. We want to name the podcast Jalapenos, but for color.
I mean, what a knucklehead! I mean, Jesus Christ! I mean, look,
He
I mean,
said it
at
to
that point,
you.
I mean, use a green bell pepper at that point, which has no flavor. You know what I mean?
At that point, I
Like,
said,
give
just
me a
get him out of
line.
the show, kick him off.
I mean, that is kickoff worthy,
Right. That we should have
material
stopped.
there. No,
Production stops, get him off.
it's not even like, we don't even get to the judge. We're like, sir, please.
Yeah, sir, you need to leave.
Where are you going?
There needs to be one every season. That's my
Right.
all the sports producers out there and everyone, like, that is
We
my
call
thing
it
to have.
the on the podcast we call it the auto elimination.
Auto elimination, you are out.
The
I
thing
would
opens
love it.
the
And I
removal.
want like a trap door, dude. Like a
Yes,
trap door, just
it drops.
like Willy Wonka style, bro. Like boom, where'd they go? Well, they're not here anymore. You know what I mean?
See?
That's
We need to
amazing.
get back to the cheeky stuff on the show. Like I remember like back in the day, like when I did Chopped, that other the other show that would not be
Yeah.
mentioned.
Yeah, right on. That is, it's only Fox here. We only, it's only Fox.
But like, you would get these numbnuts that would come up there and they'd be like, they would kick them off or whatever, and they'd be like, "You guys don't know anything about food.
Yeah, oh
Get
yeah.
out there. Get out there." And go, "Oh, really, asshole? I mean, right here you have about 90 years of experience looking
Right,
at you right
yeah.
now. My
Like,
bad. We don't know anything
on the
about food."
topic
I
of
know, I
yeah.
want more of that.
I know
I
we
want
gotta get back to
the dumb shit. I want all like the cheeky remarks. Like, let's like we
On the
gotta
topic of generations, though, bro, you've been around a long time, man. You just mentioned that show. There's the Emerald Years of food television. You've seen it all. What was one
He's
of the
just making
biggest?
you feel so old here, man. Come
I look
on.
good for an old fart, man.
But you did restaurants. You've done so much stuff. What was the biggest takeaway from seeing the generations on this thing? Seeing a younger person who's kind of always taking pictures of it versus those old school people that maybe grew up in the old school food television generation.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's interesting for me. My particular journey is very telling of where we are now. Like, I've been getting, I don't know what it is now, but the last month I've been getting, "Hey, bro, I grew up watching you." I'm like, shit. I mean, I guess that's a compliment, right? But I've done it for so long. It's been 25 years now, since I first did my first thing. And to see the landscape change and to be there before the celebrity chef change, the sh celebrity chef whole
Yeah,
movement.
world, right.
Totally.
Yeah, and I was there. I was there when we were just humping it every day, just living for that Time Out magazine piece, living for that New York Magazine review,
Yeah.
those kind of things. And that was our world. And the fact that the television came in, and then all I knew is I got paid this 1 week, and then like I started getting paid this on the other week, and it happened
Yep.
so quickly. And and it's you had to kind of a lot of the chefs kind of really kind of fell through the cracks. That I grew, that might have part of my generation that were talented, but they just couldn't keep up.
I was
And
gonna say
then,
it's amazing to obviously attest to you that you've stood the test of time. Like you adjusted, you changed, you changed with the generations. I
yeah, I
mean,
know. And
so.
girls, I mean, look, not everybody's meant to do this,
Right.
You can still love food and not be a knucklehead like me and open a restaurant, you can now the landscape has changed. Now, I mean, now you can be a food stylist, a food producer. Now you can do so many different things
Right.
and serve that love for food.
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
I tell all this time about the culinary school where I put my kids in. I said, look, you guys should have, I think culinary schools should have a 6 month program where they teach you the basics, right? All the traditional techniques, everything. And then the next 6 months or whatever it is, you should major in a particular style of food service. So if you want to be a food stylist, have a
Yes.
badass food stylist teacher. You know what I
Absolutely.
mean? You want to be a
That's a
caterer,
great idea.
a personal chef, work with a great,
Yeah, because it is. It's so
level.
different nowadays what it than what it used to be. They have.
I just don't want them to go in the restaurant, get their ass kicked,
Yeah.
and then just like say, fuck all this, you know what I
It's
mean?
so much fun, right?
I'm getting paid that. I'm like, yeah,
I
dude.
right, I know. I'm like, oh, looking at opening my own place. I'm like, How about that?
But everything's good. I think, you know, the beauty of MasterChef, as you know, is it really is the deciding factor for people to chase their dreams. And you're a great example of it, girls. Like, you know, you don't have to win that damn thing. You know, once you get that visibility, once you get that confidence and people believe in you and love your personality, that's all it takes.
Yeah.
And now you can run with that.
Right.
And you know what I mean? And that's why I feel good about being part of that process. It's not like vain. It's not like self-serving. It's more about you guys. And that's what I like about it.
Yeah, there's been so many great people that have come from the show, come out of the show. And it is all about just giving them, I mean, for me, just giving me the self-confidence to pursue a different career path and making something of it. So,
and you guys have done great.
Thanks. Yeah.
You're an incredible mentor too. Right. You know, it's not, I know we talked about some of the funny stuff, but one of the things I think that I love about watching you on food television is that even when you were judging those other shows, you were always trying to give someone like the right tip, the right place to go with this thing. Here's where you went wrong. Here's where you can be better. Here's what I love about it. And you're really good at it. I mean, I know that being a mentor is super important to you in your career outside of food television as well. So I love that it comes across that way on MasterChef as well.
Well, thank you, Pete. And look, let me tell you, I've really adopted a style in the last couple of years, not just in my professional life, but in my personal life. But it's more about, okay, what I do, my whole thing is that I come into the kitchens or whatever, and I go to one of the cooks and go, hey, man, do you think your fingernails are chopped enough, bro? You know, you're working with food.
Right.
And then now we're having a conversation instead of me saying, cut those fingernails, they look nasty, which is what I want to, which is what I want to say.
Right.
Or, you know, but I go there, I go, hey, bro, do you think that fish is brown enough? You know, it's going over a wet side. So if the fish is brown better, man, here's a piece of, like, do you think it is? So then now he's exposing himself,
connecting.
Or she is exposing herself, and we're having a conversation.
Totally.
As opposed to me dictating and saying, do this, do that. That's how you should teach, you know what I mean, in my opinion.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? And that way you know what you're working with.
No, I love that. I absolutely love that. It makes them think too, you know, that makes them make the decision, makes them feel like they have ownership of that decision.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you know. that's a great way to mentor.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm just saying we are very excited. We got 2 weeks until the premiere, 1 week till the premiere. We are right around the corner. We are
excited.
You know
what I want to do for you guys? I want you guys, we'll make it a point to come down to New Orleans, and you guys can broadcast live.
I would love it.
From the restaurant.
I would love that. Yeah,
that
let's
would
do
be
that.
Amazing. And I'll be there for Super Bowl. So.
Okay. We're gonna be jamming. So, just let me know because we have to literally.
That would be incredible. We would love that. Thank you, Aaron. We will
I'm offering that to you guys.
Thank you.
Set up shop for, like, during the earlier part of the day, because, you know, we're going to be jamming. But
right.
Yeah, totally. It would be awesome.
It's a little quieter, but you know what I mean?
Cool.
Let's do it. It's a date, Aaron.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's amazing. My favorite city. It's my favorite city in the United States.
It's a great time. You got to respect New Orleans, because a lot of times people come in there like, right.
No.
And it puts you on your ass.
No, it's so much fun. It's the best food city in the country, I believe. So, we will definitely be down there. Thank you for taking the time.
I could talk to you guys all day, but
They gave us a timeline. We were
but you know, May 29th is the premiere, you know, season 14 Generation on Fox, baby. So you know what's up. So,
that's right, awesome.
Man.
Aaron, thank you so much,
guys. Good to see you.
He said
Bye,
it,
guys.
May 29th. We'll see you then. Bye, Aaron.
Bye, darling.